It's interesting. Sometimes you come to programming and you have to really think out carefully, what am I trying to do? It can be a knotty idea. You can try and think of themes. You can think what would go well together. This was one of those no-brainers. I decided to start with all types of things which the LSO has deeply in its blood. First of all, the concept of doing British music of all times, but particularly new contemporary British music, and not necessarily just asking for new commissions all the time, but playing some of the greatest pieces of the last 20 years which are already there. It's hard to talk about Harrison Birtwistle. And when I was first looking at this concert, I just got the score of the violin concerto, newly off the press, and I looked at it, I thought, this looks absolutely wonderful. So much of it is so spare, all these fantastic little duets between the violin and different instruments, the piccolo, the incredibly refined use of sounds and percussion around things. And I just thought, this is a piece I want to explore. It seemed very important for me to look back over the last 20 or 30 years and find some of the great pieces that we just need to be playing again. And we're at a time where Britain has, arguably the most gifted generation of composers of any country at all. And it's a gold mine, so we'd be idiots not to be picking out these nuggets. Somebody like Helen Grime, for instance, I had this concept that we could actually ask for a fanfare at the beginning of the season, a 4 or 5 minute piece, and then ask her to develop it for later in the season. That's one of the great feelings, is to say, okay, what are we going to create that's new this season? And what are going to be the notes that have never been heard? And very often that very first rehearsal, putting down the first note and hearing, so here we are, there's a new baby in the world. Oh, it's one of the big thrills. We all need new art, a new culture. We need it to be living. One of the things that the London Symphony Orchestra has always felt is that we're in a living culture. We're no type of museum. And for me, the thrill is to see what new pieces can not only be in themselves, but how they can affect the repertoire around them, how they can affect the way in which we hear other pieces. This is just simply, and as Daniel Barenboim would say, this is great music. This is not just great British music.